Bhante, Buddha Rakhita, who has been conducting here for 3 days. I think I want to listen to you. And I wish I could attend also all the 3 days, but it was very busy weekend because of Vesak. Today also we had a function, a Vesak ceremony in a Vietnam temple. And yesterday we had a retreat in Riverside and also in the other temple, so unfortunately I could not come. I was really willing to come though. And thank you very much also. It's a very wonderful place. I remember we were doing some Pali classes back, and it's a beautiful place. Thank you, Bhante, for sharing your great Dhamma thought. I think we met before with Bhante.
Yes.
Bhante Mangala?
Mangala.
Oh, yes. And so you have been practicing Anapanasati, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I know it's Bhante must have already explained, and you also must have practiced a lot about this. And before this also, I know you have been a very wonderful speaker group. And what I have to say actually, learning Dhamma is always very good. Listening to Dhamma is very good, and practicing Dhamma is the most important thing. And the Buddha said, Sunatha Dharetha Charatha Dhamme. Sunatha is listen to the Dhamma. Whenever, wherever you get an opportunity, listen to the Dhamma. There will be times in our samsara you might not be able to listen to the word even Dhamma. So we are so lucky, we are so fortunate today. We have so many resources that we can learn the Dhamma. We can listen to the Dhamma. And dharetha is to learn the Dhamma and study the Dhamma. And charatha, out of all these things, charatha is the most important, that we practice the Dhamma, we live with the Dhamma. So meditation, for example, sometimes people have kind of a phobia, oh, meditation, I have to get rid of all my worldly things, family life and all. Yes, if you go into little, very serious level, maybe. But even for day-to-day life, like lay people, all can be very seriously benefited by the meditation. Meditation does not mean that you sit and close your eyes and do something. That's not only meditation. Sometimes we people close our eyes, sit and still not meditate. They might be lost in somewhere else, right, Bhante? And meditation is actually is live with it, is to live with the Dharma. And sitting is one posture only. But sitting very definitely it helps, because you calm down, you bodily, physically you calm down, you close your eyes. And I always say, when we open our eyes, we see the whole world, but we don't see ourselves. When we open our mouth, we talk about the entire world, but we don't talk about us. So meditation is a time for us to, you know, close our eyes and close our mouth and look into ourselves. So sitting is really helpful. Bhante must have also been helping you walking meditation, right? Even standing meditation, and even lay down, you know, all the four postures. And of course, everything, whatever you do in our life, with mindfulness. Awareness. When you cook, you are awareness. You are aware of what you do. and also have compassion towards those who cook, right? And when you study, you are aware, you are mindful with what you do. When you work in an office, you are aware of what you do, and also have a compassion, good ethics, work ethics. Apply all those things. That can be meditation. So your supervisors will respect you. Your fellow colleagues will respect you. When you drive, you can be mindful. You can also be calm, peaceful while driving, and little bit patient, so that you know, you don't rush, you don't hurry, you don't get aggressive with other fellow drivers. And so all these things, actually, meditation, I feel it is to live with it, whatever we do, even with shower, you know, you can meditate, you can transfer merit, or you can transfer merit to yourself, have metta to yourself, and transfer merit to everyone. When we enter this Dhamma, beautiful Dhamma house, we also spiritually, in our mind, heart, we transfer merits. Be thankful and grateful to those who have been, you know, instrumental in building this, and land, building, and also donating this for all this Dhamma spiritual work. So meditation, when you walk, when you work, when you talk, when you do everything, meditation can be applied. So I think you learn the Dhamma from whosoever, it doesn't matter. Even I want to share with you today especially, you know, the religious values, spiritual values, we need to apply much more practically in day-to-day lives, especially with the religion. Religious harmony is one thing that we have to inculcate much more stronger than ever. Because religion is such a kind of a double-bladed sword. People misuse it rather than use the most beautiful, powerful value of that religion. Many people, right? So we have to we have to learn how to appreciate other people's religions. And also even our fellow Buddhist people, let's say, we have Buddhist people in so many countries, so many cultures, so many traditions. We need to appreciate, we need to learn from each other. Only if you are open enough to do that, you will have a better practice of yourself. You can call yourself a Buddhist or whosoever. Let's say, for example, Chinese Buddhism or Mahayana Buddhism, Theravada Buddhism, Vajrayana Buddhism, okay. All these people have been practicing according to their own cultural, traditional values for so long. So they must be having something very strong. We don't know sometimes due to language or cultural differences. Let us try to appreciate their good things. Sorry. Let us say, oh, your religion also is very wonderful. Try to share that thing with others. Even for great Christian friends, if you have, try to appreciate, oh, your religion also has so many good things. Sorry. Right? Then you can be a better Buddhist. Then you can be a better practitioner. For example, Buddha, he never labeled, right, Bhante? He never labeled like Buddhist or whatsoever. He was very warmly welcomed in all the other religious places. He went to all the other ashrams, hermits, and they really appreciated the Buddha to come to their places and give some Dhamma talks. He did not want to convert them into Buddhists, no. After listening to Buddha's Dhamma, a lot of people want to follow the path of the Buddha. And sometime Buddha even said, please don't stop taking care of your own, those spiritual masters.
Yes.
Take care of them. Don't despise them, don't disrespect them. You know, it is the kind of value system, the spiritual values that we have to really promote today. Peace and harmony, coexistence, these are all matters. But spiritually, with inner, we can have our own spiritual values. We can practice our own Dhamma. While practicing Dhamma, we need to spread this metta to all sentient beings, irrespective of all their religious or racial or whatever ethnic or whatever groups, community they belong to. So I hope we all will be getting more and more opportunities to learn the Dhamma, to practice the Dhamma, and also respect our fellow human beings, and also get rid of this samsaric suffering, maybe as a whole, together, you know. And when you work together like this, it is not an accident. You must have been practicing like this with the guidance of these great spiritual masters in the past.
Sadhu.
That is why you can still come together. You feel more connected, right? That is exactly why we can do that. See, I don't know how many of you were born in America, and we came from so many different parts of the world, right? But we still came here, met together, and we feel so familiar, as if we have seen some time back, right? So it's very good that we keep practicing, and we keep practicing, and then it will help us and learn the Dhamma too. And I also want to remind you, please wish every day that we may find more and more spiritual friends like this Bhante and many other great spiritual masters, so that we can learn the Dhamma from them and follow the Dhamma. Yes. There is a Pali stanza I would like to chant with you. You can follow me. The meaning is, by the power of this great merit, may we find more and more spiritual friends in our life who can guide us, who can direct us to the right path, until we achieve the absolute peace and happiness in the course of our samsara. Okay? Please repeat after me. Imina punya kammena.
Imina kamya kammena.
Mame bala samagamo.
Mame bala samagamo.
Satam samagamo hotu. Yava nimbana pattiya. Imina punya kammena.
Imina punya kammena.
Mame bala samagamo.
Mame bala samagamo.
Satam samagamo hotu. Yava nimbana pattiya.
Yava nimbana pattiya.
Imina punya kammena.
Imina punya kammena.
Mame bala samagamo.
Mame bala samagamo.
Satam samagamo hotu.
Satam samagamo hotu.
යාව නිබාන පත්තිය
යාව නිබාන පත්තිය
සා